What's going on, world? Can you relate? Can you relate? Can you relate? Podcast.com. What's going on, Can You Relate community? What's crack-a-lackin'? Hey, Dig, man, back for another incredible episode of The Greatest Spot. You already know how I go, man. Back for another great episode, as always, Can You Relate community, man. Hey, look, real quick, man, definitely want to say this. Yo, that podcast that I did is out, King Bo Christ. I say that to say this, episode 34, yours truly, the people's champ. Yeah, man, go check that out. I say that to say this. Please go check that out. All right. Make sure you share it. It was really good, man. Really good podcast. Really good energy. Really good conversation. I truly enjoyed it. I'm sure you will, too. Of course, I got to represent, baby. One time for the one time. Must represent. So make sure you all go check out that podcast, man. I say that to say this. All right. So what's been going on, Can You Relate community? It's the holidays, man. I know you guys are doing your shopping. You know, salute to you guys that are done, because I'm not not done. Still have a few things to get. You know, God's honest truth, you know, and I'm excited for the children and the holidays. It's a good time, good energy, great food. But I must keep it real with you, Can You Relate? I cannot wait for this to be over. I cannot wait. I'm like you, man. I swear to God, I'm like you. I can't wait for it to be over so I can get back to catching up on my bills. Seriously, keep it 100 with you. I cannot wait for it to be over so I can get back in the swing of things, man. Get back to being on time with a couple bills being paid, baby. This just sets you all the way back. And then on top of that, you have to deal with the chaos in the streets. It is absolutely chaotic out there. I didn't even know we had so many people in the world until the holidays approached. Until they approached, man, I didn't even know we had so many people in the world, especially in the area where I live. I'm like, damn, is that many people? It is crowded. So I'm looking for some relief from that. The traffic, the chaos in the stores, oh my Lord, the goodness, I cannot wait. I'm gonna celebrate it. It's gonna feel good. Smash Christmas Day, the kids gonna be happy. But deep inside, I'm gonna be rubbing my hand, the Birdman rub, right? I'll be rubbing my hands together like it's done. Finito. So, in the midst of that, man, in the midst of all this craziness going on, I hope you guys are still finding some time to be productive. That's absolutely important to experiencing Christmas in, you know, with all the joy and, you know, taking pictures for the postcards and being done with your shopping and buying friends of friends gifts. Not just your immediate. Is she getting him something? Dang. All right. She getting the kids something. All right. We got it. I'll just keep it real with you, man. That's how I go, man. Come on, man. That's exactly how it goes. So, yeah, so we're just trying to get to a level where we're no longer doing that foolishness, man. You know, whoever you love, whoever you don't love, who you don't know, you know, just being of a blessing, man. You know, buying people gifts on the street, doing toy drives, food drives, you know, feeding the community. You get to that level by being productive, guys. So please just don't lose sight of it, man. Being productive, still finding some time to further yourself, to better yourself. And then you'll be able to give more, all right? And if this is your first time and you already like, man, how can I be productive? Make sure you subscribe, all right, while you're on my website so you can receive that email notification every time I upload. Yo, iPhone, check me out on iTunes directory. Can You Relate Podcast is there. Android, same deal. Check me out on the Google Play Music app, man. What else? Stitcher, I'm there. Check me out. I just set up my station, guys, on Spreaker. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Spreaker. I just set up my own channel there. So that's another big up-and-coming platform. So, of course, Can You Relate? We have to get down with the get down. So we're also there. Make sure you subscribe, all right? And email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, whatever, man. Just hit me up. Email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com, all right? So, look, what's going on, Can You Relate community, man? I feel really, I'm energetic. Can't you tell? Can't you feel the energy? I feel really good, man. And look, guys, if you have been talking to me, you know me. Well, not even just talking to me, man. It's not even just about me. Life happens to everyone, right? So life has definitely been putting a foothold on me. But guess what? I'm still energetic. I feel great. You know, I'm going to continue to build. I'm going to continue to grind. And I'm really excited about 2018. I'm ecstatic about it because I've just been thinking about, like, okay, 2017, I said, that's the year of elevation. Like, you know, we just going to just take a little step up. We're going to creep up a little bit, man. So what I've been thinking about is, like, what should 2018 be about? What should it represent? What should someone have in mind? What would I have in mind as I embark on 2018? And for me, man, the one thing that keeps coming to mind is prosperity. You know, I think about what prosperity means. You know, it's the condition of being successful or thriving, guys, especially economic well-being. So I just spoke about how a lot of us, we want the holidays to hurry up and be over so we can get back to our normalcy, so we can get back to, you know, paying the bills. Look, we don't even have wiggle room to do all the extra, spend all the money and everything that we're doing. That is the problem. That is the problem. That's where we struggle at. All right. So when I think about 2018 and what I wanted to represent, man, 2018 is the year of prosperity. Guys, the condition of being successful or thriving, going towards that. So yeah. Bam, man. 2018 is the year of prosperity, guys. I just want us to get to the next level. I'm so excited about the friggin' next level. And what, when I unwrap that gift, what is going to be inside that box, that next level, right? So just thinking about that this upcoming year, man. I have the energy. There's been so much crazy stuff going on. Can you relate? I promise you. But I still have this energy. I'm still excited about it. So let's talk. How do we become prosperous, right? If we want this upcoming year to be about prosperity, it's a no-brainer, man. I've done several podcasts, guys, on consistency and what that brings you. Consistency, 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 consistency. Constantly doing, man. That's what's going to take us to the next level. That's what's going to make 2018 the year of prosperity for a lot of us. Striving towards success, becoming successful, whether it's economically or in your relationship or in your living situation. You know, I just want you guys that's listening to me, myself included, we must prosper. We have to. It's imperative. So how do we get there? A lot of people, they get overwhelmed, I think, when they think about consistency, because they think that it's, you have to do this every single day. No, that's a myth, guys. Do not let the thought of hard work and doing something and that word consistency make you believe that you have to do this every day. You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Absolutely not. Come on, man. On the seventh day, you rested. That's what the Bible says, baby. So if God rested, you can't get you a couple days. Yes, you can get a couple days. The thing is, guys, we have to tip that scale. You know, some of us, we're spending too many days of not doing. We're spending 5 days of not doing, 2 days in the week of doing something. You are very inconsistent. So we have to tip that scale. So I don't want people to be overwhelmed and not do because they look at this big picture. They think about, oh my God, for 365 days, I have to be doing every single day. No, take it easy, man. We have to take our time and we have to crawl before we walk, right? So consistency, guys, just tip the scale. It's 7 days in a week, right? 7 days in a week, four of those days, you must be doing, you must be practicing, you must be partaking. So you pick that one thing that you want to prosper in, that you want to take to the next level. That's what we're about, man. The next friggin' level. You pick that one thing, and 4 days a week, you should be practicing that. So if you're a complete jerk to your partner, to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whatever, if you're a complete jerk more than half the time, tip that scale. Make it your business that 4 days a week, you're going to be a nice person. You're going to give a nice gesture. You're going to send a nice text message. You're not going to be so quick to jap out or nag or whatever the case. You're just not going to do it, man. Look, we all got these phones glued to our hand. Let's use it for something. Mark in those calendars. 4 days a week, guys. Don't think about the big picture, 365 days. You got to do it every single day. No, you don't. You don't have to do it. But in order for something to become a habit, we must practice it. You must be consistent. You must tip the scale. Look, take any successful business. Take life. We have four seasons, right? Fall, spring, winter, and my favorite, the summer. We have four seasons. You take a successful business, any business, you know how they break down their business into quarters, 4 quarters, 3 months per quarter, 12 months per year. And that's how they measure up. Okay, from January, February, and March, this is what we did in business. This is how many sales we did. This is how many ads we ran, or whatever the case. This is how much money we spent on our marketing, our advertising budget. Okay, that translated into whatever amount of dollars. And then they take the following 3 months. And that's how they do it. They measure it up. They don't look like, okay, for 2018, we about to do $10 million in sales. I've been taking the time, guys, to go up to Purdue, which is where I graduated from. I've been taking days, man, good energy, going up there, you know, using the whiteboard, writing things down, breaking down my goals into 6-month goals, whatever. Like, okay, if it goes this route, this one, like, I've been taking the time to do that. And that has been fueling me, because it's not just this big picture that, okay, in 2018, I need to do $1 million in profit. No, we got to break that stuff down so we are not overwhelmed, so we do not quit, so we do not give up, so that we can see prosperity in 2018. Yes, man, 2018 will be the year of prosperity, because we will get to the next level. Not just, it says especially economically. Yes, we do need more money, but I don't want to overwhelm people. I want you to pick that one thing that you want to see yourself go to the next level in. That one thing. If you living in the hood, your next level for you to prosper should be getting out that hood. Because in order for you to take off, guys, in order for me to take off, I had to get out of that environment. Because you need to be able to think straight. You need to be able to think clear. You need to be able to not feel so tense and tight, man. You must get out that hood. You must dedicate those 3 months, 4 days out of 7 days, you must dedicate that to doing something that's going to allow you to move you and your family, your children, your friend, whatever the case. You have to get out of that environment. It is not cool. Let's please stop glorifying it. It is not cool. Please don't be done. It was the young lady that I just saw, right? She posted a video. Unfortunately, my daughter saw, but she's very intelligent to know that that's just absolutely foolishness. It's embarrassing. She's talking about how, oh my God, what did she say? She like a thug, a dude with a Glock. That's what turns on. She feels safe. She feels protected. I'm listening to it like, what? This is sad. Young girls are going to hear this and be applauding you for saying that. I can't tell you how many times I've watched episodes of First 48 and young women have been killed, kicking it in a trap, kicking it with the dude that's carrying the Glock for a reason, the street dude been kicking it with them, all of that other stuff, and have lost their lives. And this girl talking about, I feel protected. I don't want no preppy dude. I want a dude to be like, talk to me. Tell me, go in there, you know what I'm saying? I feel safe. He take me to the trap. What? What are you going to get left behind? Exactly. Lord forbid that something happens to the guy that you are so infatuated with. He's so deep in the streets, right? What are you expecting to get left with? A bottle of Henny and some backwoods, some blunts, a t-shirt maybe. I'm sorry, I'm just calling it how it is. What are you expecting to get left behind? You understand what I'm saying? Let's not be dumb here, man. We need to stop having this short-term thinking, guys. I'm gonna touch on that down the line. I'm gonna do a podcast on that, but we got to get away from this short-term thinking, those impulses that just have us just being Looney Tune, delusional. We gonna sit up here and diss the person that takes pride in being intelligent, that takes pride in going to the library and stuff like that. We're gonna diss that person because their probability of leaving you behind something, a business, a company, leaving you behind an estate. We're gonna diss that because you super turned on by the guy that's deep in the streets that's gonna take you to the trap house. Your life is at danger if somebody kicking that door. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, man. So look, you got to get up out that hood, man. You must get up out that hood. We are not glorifying that mess. I want you to prosper. I want you to get yourself in an environment that's going to allow you to think, that's going to allow you to not be so tense, that's going to allow you to be safe and sound as much as you can control. Let's control what we can control. All right? Let's control that. Get up out that hood. If your relationships is on the rocks, man, take it to the next level. 4 days a week. Don't be such a jerk, man. Come on, my man. Don't be such a jerk. Take your old lady to the movies. Do something, ladies. Come on. Come on. Let's get it together. All right. Pick that one thing. Whatever it is that you want to take to the next level, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's identify with the feeling of being at a higher level. Right. If you all have been fortunate enough to go to nice hotels and they give you that key, are you hoping that they say, here, your key, here you are. You're staying right down this lobby, this hallway right here next to the lobby. But the hotel has 100 floors. You don't want that. Now, how do you feel when you do go all the way to the top floor? You feel good. You feel confident. You feel important. The first thing you do is walk up to that window and you look out. You look at how high you are. You look at how above people you are. You know how high up above people down below that you are. You really take heed to how you feel. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel special. Guys, we can live life in that feeling. The next level. Do you see why I'm so excited about it? That's why. Because I've been high up in nice, super nice restaurants, very, very nice hotels. I've been high up, man. I've been up there. The view is amazing. Think about when you're on that airplane and you're looking out. The view is amazing, guys. We call it a view for a reason. That next level, you experiencing something that very few get to experience. That's why you feel so good. For my people that's graduated from college, when you walk across that stage and you know you've put in some consistent work, you didn't go to class 7 days a week now, did you? But yet you still got that piece of paper. Now, don't worry about how I might feel about college and everything and how I'm using it. It's still an accomplishment. It's a hell of an accomplishment because you had to put in some work for you to see prosperity. You had to be consistent. You had to go to class. You just could not do. You gonna flunk out, baby, right? So you think about how you feel when you walk across that stage and you're looking out at everyone. You feel good. You feel accomplished, successful, prosperity. That's what 2018 is going to be about. It's going to be about us getting to that next level. It's going to be about us not being overwhelmed, not freaking out, thinking, oh my God, 365 days. No, we're going to use the method that these machines are using, that these Fortune 500 companies are using, that these championship teams are using. Four quarters. We got to play for fourth quarter. You don't even have to win all four quarters. You win the game if you win three, guys. Don't get overwhelmed. It's 7 days in a week. Can you please give me 4 days? Please. If you want to see prosperity in 2018, if you want to be prosperous, let me read the definition to you again. The condition of being successful or thriving, especially economic well-being. Let's get to that next level. Let's feel what we feel when we do have the beautiful hotel room and we're sitting high up. Let's get to that level, man. Look, when we were out in Florida and we were having issues with our room, right? And they accommodated us. They sent us to the top floor where the presidential suites are, the governor's suites are. Like, they sent us to the very top floor. First thing we did, like I just said, we went to the window. View was unfreaking believable. But the point that I want to make is when I got on the elevator with a gentleman, I pushed the, I don't know what it is, the 30th floor. He pushed the 29th floor. He looked at me and said, "Oh man, you up there where the important people are at. The big wigs. I know it's beautiful up there." Let's get to the next level in life like that, guys. You see what the perception is? You see how people look at you? You see the respect that you garner from just being up there, just having the credentials next to your name, just having the accomplishments next to your name, just showing people that you can move out the hood, having that under your belt, just showing people that you can have a dope relationship, an incredible relationship, having that under your belt. Let's get to the next level. 2018 is the year of prosperity because we will see the next level. We're going to be eating there. Let's get used to it. Is that not what you guys want? Is that not what you want? I definitely know without question, that I want to see that next level. That's all I think about. Despite the chaos, despite the holidays and wanting to get back to, okay, let's catch up on these bills. Man, I'm so excited about the next level, man. Just taking time, doing dope stuff, you know, going to hang out at a school, write my goals down, break my goals down, work on can you relate? What? Come on, man. The next level. That's all I'm thinking about on a daily basis. I want that feeling. I don't want to be just accommodated for my hotel room. When I book a hotel room, yo, we up here. You feel me? That's next level stuff. That stuff makes you feel good. It makes you confident. It makes you enjoy life, guys. Right? When you come home and you don't freak out about walking in your house. You understand what I'm saying? You're not living in the red zone, a gang infested territory. When you living out the hood, when your kids can ask you, "Can I go outside and play?" You like, "Yeah, go ahead." That's prosperity, man. That's success right there. Allowing your children to play at least for a little bit. Yes, there's stuff going on in the world, but some places is stuff going on less than others. Let's not get it twisted. Let's stop making excuses. Let's stop striving for better because we say it's crazy shit going on in the world. I'm so tired of hearing these crazy excuses for people not working, for not being consistent because they're freaked out. That's stupid. It's 7 days in a week. 4 days, tip the scale, get on the other side of doing so your actions can become a lifestyle and not calculated. Like, okay, all right, I got to do this. I got to do that. You feel off if you don't do something. You feel off if for 4 days now you were a jerk, you know what I'm saying? Asshole to your partner and you're supposed to be doing this. We supposed to be getting to the next level. And for 4 or 5 days, you got an attitude, you're nagging, you're doing this. Come on. What are you expecting? What results are you expecting to have a fantastic relationship? What are you expecting? Right? When you see in death all around you, what are you expecting? You're living in the midst of it. Get the hell out of there. You're living right in the middle of it. What are you expecting, man? If you want more days of feeling good, guys, we must get to that next level. We must see prosperity in 2018. It's a lot. It's something riding on it. Whatever you're doing, whatever it is that you pick to take to the next level, so you can feel what you feel when you're up high, when you don't hear all the noise that's going on in the lobby and downstairs in the restaurants, because you are so high up. You're beautiful. Your view is so beautiful. You feel incredible. Come on, man. That's a different type of energy up there. It's a different type of swag up there. Let's just keep it real. All right? When you travel, man, and you're seeing sun and, you know, you're getting some serenity and you're getting a, does that not feel good to you? Does peace not feel good to you? Indulging in something that makes you feel great, that should be to the next level, right? You got to get to that next level, man. If you're big on school, you got your associates, you got to get to that next level and get your bachelor's. If you're an entrepreneur and you started your company, you got to get to that next level and seeing sales. It's a must. If you have a podcast, you got to get to that next level of getting your views up, of getting your following up. You must get to the next level, right? If you're in a relationship, get to the next level. Tip that scale. Use the method that these companies are using. They're not looking at the year in a hole and freaking out. 3 months at a time. That's what we're going to do. Four seasons, four quarters. Did the Golden State Warriors win every quarter? Did they win every single game? Nope, they didn't. They lost quarters. They were outscored some quarters. But they won that game because they won three out of the four quarters. So, guys, we must be doing that. We have to continue to make sure we are practicing this method. All right. I don't want people freaking out. I don't want you guys losing your composure. I don't want you not doing because you like, oh, this is about to be a long year. 3 months. That's all you need. Look, I'm excited. I promise you, I'm so excited to identify with that feeling that I feel when I'm high up, man. I'm excited to feel that on a consistent basis. Consistency is going to take you everywhere you need to go. Whatever changes you want to see is going to be consistency. If you want to see prosperity, you're going to need to be consistent. You're going to need to be consistent. There's no way around better without being consistent. For you athletes that's out there, it's no way around getting to the next level without being consistent. You got to work at it, man. I'm just saying that. The way these people getting them gifts, because they out there a lot. They out there in that chaos a lot, man. They out there going from store to store to store to store to store to store to store. So am I. Why? So we can make sure that your family, your loved ones, whoever, have another great Christmas as they've had before. You want to stay consistent. That's why you're going through hell. So why you don't want to go? Why you don't want to go through hardship and some pain and some soreness and some headache? Why you don't want to go through that for your life? You want to go through the hard times in life right now so things can become easier. So it can become a breeze. So you can develop more of a camaraderie with someone. So you can develop a more clear mind because you've gotten in a better environment. That's why, man. That's why you want to be consistent. There's no way around it, guys. So we have to get away from this, man. I love being high up. I love getting to that next level. I love when the pilots say, like, yo, we 30,000 feet up in the air. I absolutely love being in the clouds. I don't know about you. I don't care if you're afraid of heights. What did I say? It's just something about that view, is it not? That's why they call it a view for a reason. That's why a hotel would tell you that it's a beautiful view up here. We're going to set you up with the room. They're going to charge $200-$300 more for the room with the view as opposed to the room that doesn't have it. You can get in that one. If you want the view, guys, you're going to have to pay more extra. You're going to have to be consistent, more extra. You're going to have to tip the scale, more extra. You're going to have to do more. If you want better results, you're going to have to be better at what you do. It's just two, 3 days a week won't cut it because you're spending more time not doing. We got to tip that scale, man. It's imperative. If you want to get to that next level, I know about all those incredible feelings. I love them. I do. I love them. And that's what I'm chasing, seeing it more. That's what I'm chasing, seeing smiles on people's faces more. That's what I'm chasing. Tip the scale. The person that wins game seven in the game seven series, what? They lost three times, but they won what? Four. Any game seven. Why are we so excited for game sevens, guys? It's do or die. You didn't win every game, right? 7 days in a week, you didn't win every game. You lost three. You won three. Now, it all comes down to this, what, this seventh day. What are you going to do? You're going to do or not do? You're going to be consistent or not be consistent? Because you take days off, that's okay. But long as you have tipped that skill in your favor, 4-3, game seven, it's on the line. If you want to get to the next level, if you want to be the one holding the trophy, hoisting the trophy, right? You want to be a spot up shooter or you want to fill the stat sheet? Somebody did a podcast. You want to be a spot up shooter or you want to fill the stat sheet? That's what I'm thinking about, man. And I think I kind of lock in, guys, on for those that want to do better, but they feel trapped, you know, coming from a place of, you know, poverty, you know, a lot of things holding you down. That one is near and dear to me because I come from that, man. So I understand that I wouldn't be able to be here if I couldn't be comfortable in podcasting. You understand what I'm saying? Like I couldn't be comfortable if I couldn't think clear, if I couldn't have a mission, if I didn't have a refuge to go sit down and write my goals down and break them down, you know? So this one is important because I did what the hell I had to do. I dedicated myself to getting up out of that jungle. It was important. It was important to me. It was important to Kay. It was important to Deja at the time. It was so important for us to experience that backyard, which allowed me to finish school, which allowed me to graduate, which allowed me to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Which allowed me to have more days where I was happy, where I was excited. So for that person that's currently living in the hood, man, and you think it's cool, don't be an idiot like the girl talking about. Don't be that person. Don't be that young lady. You can be better than that. You can be a phenomenal, a respectful, a classy young lady. You don't have to carry yourself as such and be a fool. It's okay to be with an intelligent person. It's okay to be with a person that wants to sit down and have a coffee and talk about life. It's okay to be with a person that tells you that they want to build something so they can leave it behind for you, something more than a bag of weed and a bottle of Hennessy. It's okay to be with a young man that wants to provide for you. Don't be a fool. Don't get caught up in the foolishness. So you, if you are that young lady that's living in the hood and you might be a single mother, you do what you have to do in a respectful way, an intelligent way, a classy way to get to that next level. If you are a young man, you pull your pants up. You start partaking in something other than goofy stuff on YouTube. You change the way you think. You do what you have to do in a legal way to get to the next level, to get out of the hood so you can have a nice, calm Thanksgiving dinner so your kids can play outside. You owe it to yourself. We owe it to ourselves, guys, to see prosperity. Do we not? We come from too much struggle. We come from too many limitations. We come from a place where we don't have many options, where we either got to pick this or that. I would love to go eat some of that grade A steak that they got downtown on a consistent basis. I would love to. I'm trying to get to that next level. I would love to, every time I go out of town, I book a room, whatever the case. It's not even a question. I don't let the guy that's booking me, that's checking me in, decide what floor I'm on. I request it. I want the sweet at the top because I love that feeling of that view. Why? Because we call it a view for a reason. So the one that's near and dear to me is about getting up out that freaking hood. I didn't care who was laughing. I was putting on the polar bear suit. We up out of here. Plain and simple. We up out of here. I can't do it no more. I can't do the bus you dig no more. I can't do the walking in the blitz. I can't do it no more. I'm done with it. Right? I said that last time. We're done with it. Prosperity, man. So for that person that's at that point where I was, it got to be. Don't think about what you got to do by the end of 2009. No, let's break it down. Let's write it down. Let's break it down. By March, you want to be where? You want to have what accomplished? You want to have what done? You want to been of seeing how many apartments? You want to change what you're viewing on YouTube? You're spending 4 days a week now looking for a better place for you and your children, as opposed to looking for which gangs are shooting up each other. You want to change the game. You want to get to the next level so you can be here, man, to see 2018 be a year of prosperity for you. Is it not important to you? Aren't you tired of being left behind? Aren't you tired of, you know, two trips? You might get the room. They might accommodate you. But the next five is like, okay, we got to take what's given to us. We have to take what's given to us when it's our life. So if we can make 2018 the year of prosperity, let's get some freedom. Let's get some choices. Let's get some options, guys. Let's take our business to the next level. Let's take it to the next level. Let's take your company to the next level. Let's take your thoughts. Let's take that to the next level. It's a reality now. The thing that you've been thinking about, it's a reality now. It's here. Get it done by March. Get it done. So the next quarter, the second quarter, you can have growth. You can see growth. More and more and more. 2018. I'm excited about it, man. I wish it was tomorrow. You know why? Because one thing, the holidays would be over. This Christmas crowd would be over. Nah, man, I'm excited about it. But Christmas would be over. For real. But I just want to get started, man. I just want to get to it, man. I'm speaking it into existence, guys. Whoever's listening to my podcast, can you relate? The illest, freaking, the very best community ever. 2018, baby. Let's get to the next level. Let's get there. Let's take it one step at a time. It's 7 days in a week. I need you guys to tip that scale. 4 days a week, you are practicing whatever it is. You are partaking in whatever it is that you want to get and take to the next level where you want to be prosperous at. 4 days a week, you can get three off. I get that. I get you that. But let's approach this thing like it's game seven. Think about, even if you're not a fan of sports, do we not love game seven? Because it boils down to this. That's the mentality we need. That's the mentality that these companies, these Fortune 5 companies have. That's the mentality. They taking it one quarter at a time. Four quarters total. Where can we be at by the next quarter? It's game seven. That's the mentality. Take your life. Everybody, let's go to the next level. Let's just have a next level party. So, can you relate, community, man? I love you guys. Remember, man, whatever it is, 2018 will be the year of prosperity. How do we reach prosperity? Because we are consistent. Don't get overwhelmed thinking about the entire year. Let's use that method that these companies have. Let's break it down into quarters. Remember, there are 7 days in a week. Tip that scale to where you are doing 4 days, and you can have 3 days off. That's cool. All right. Game seven mentality. Let's take our life to the next level. All right. Can you relate? Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Be safe out there. One love.